Yeah, we called the protest in the Peace Gardens because out of the 10 people who were arrested last week, only one has the right to come into the centre of Manchester to be involved in any political event. Two people are banned completely for a period of up to 6 weeks. So what is taking place is a fundamental attack on the right to protest. It has been coordinated between the police and the Zionists, and we intend to defend our right to protest against Marks and Spencer's support for the Israeli state, a support that was in evidence only a few weeks ago when workers in the Gaza, in the occupied parts of Gaza, were quoted as saying that the produce that was being grown in the greenhouses in the settlements there was destined for Marks and Spencer. And when last Thursday Stuart Rose was guest of honour at the British Israeli Chamber of Commerce annual dinner, the links between Marks and Spencer, its support for Israel, are still as profound as they ever were, and we intend to continue our protest to ensure that the public are aware of those links and boycott Marks and Spencer and boycott all Israeli goods. Now, in terms of future protests, we are having a judicial review of the decision to ban the picket. And that judicial review we have got legal aid for. It is going forward to an open court hearing next Friday. And we hope that as a result of that, the ban will be overturned and we'll be back outside Marks and Spencer next Saturday. Even if we lose, we will be doing some boycott activity at Marks and Spencer somewhere in the Greater Manchester area. We have two options and we will be publicising which option we choose once that's been democratically decided. Whilst we assembled at the Peace Gardens today, some people went down to hand out leaflets and collect petitions in Market Street itself, and then two people separately handed out leaflets outside Marks and Spencer. The first was pounced on by dozens of police who said that he was breaking the ban. Of course he wasn't, because it takes two or more to constitute an assembly, so they had to let him carry out. Second person then replaced him, and he was surrounded by half a dozen Zionists. The police did not make any move to remove the Zionists, even though they were an illegal assembly. So it just shows what the political forces are.